dad. He was born in 1886 in Nogale, Latvia. He left Latvia and entered Canada in 1907. Mm-hmm. But in between all this, I think when he was a young boy, he worked on a boat, you know, and it went to the Bay of Biscayne, and it sunk. Mm-hmm. And he didn't go down with the boat. In 1907, mm-hmm. he landed in Montreal. But you know what they did? I think the war, there was kind of a war going on in Latvia. He decided to go, to leave Latvia, and they got a job on another boat, and they went to Liverpool. And then they jumped the boat in Liverpool. And then they walked, he and another guy, they walked across from Liverpool, from the east side of England to Liverpool, and got a job on another boat. And landed, that boat was going to Montreal, and it landed in 1907 in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And of course they jumped both there. Mm-hmm. And he was 21 years old at this time. And then he learned how to be a carpenter in Quebec. And then I guess they must have rode the rails right across Canada. Mm-hmm. And he lived in Vancouver from 1909 to 1913. And then my dad got a job on the CNR Railway, mm-hmm. which was, it was the B&B gang, so he must have been a fairly good carpenter, or he wouldn't have got that job. And all during the Depression, well, he had a job. To me, that is very important. And of course, when he came to Edmonton, he built houses. He built quite a few houses. And then in 1921, he went back to Latvia to marry a Latvian girl. And my mother only knew my dad 4 days. And she married him because he wanted to marry a Latvian girl. And all her sisters, she comes from quite a big family of about 8 sisters, and everybody encouraged her to marry him because the life would be so much better in Canada than it would be in Latvia. And her father had quite a huge farm, and he was the mayor of his little area, you know. So my mom came to in 1921. She was married in Latvia. Yeah, they got married in Latvia, in Puope. And then she came here to Canada. And there were 5 children in our family. Art, and he served in the Canadian Navy. Mm-hmm. During the last war, on Algonquin, it was a destroyer. And then there was me, Helen. Mm-hmm. And then there's twins, Dorothy and Ed. And in 1921, my mother was pregnant with my last sister. She took us all back to Latvia. My mom went back to Latvia, not my dad, to see we had a pass on the railway. You know, my dad worked on the railway, and we had a pass. And then I think we got a half fare on the boat. And we landed in Bremerhaven, but we had another woman, another Latvian woman, who was going back to Latvia. She traveled with us. But we were delayed in New York for about a day or so, waiting for the boat, the Bremen, which was sunk during the last war. And I think the interesting story about my mother is we stayed in a hotel, mm-hmm. and here in Edmonton, we didn't have, street lights, red and green, you know, there was no street lights. So she wanted to get some oranges across the road at a grocery store, mm-hmm. for us in New York.
Oranges.
So she just walks out into the traffic and stops the traffic on New York City because she didn't know the difference, you know, so... And she made it back, too. And I always think that was a real funny story. But when we landed in, then we got onto the boat in New York. And then we went to Bremerhaven. That's where we got off. And then we took the train to Berlin. And then I think we had to change in Berlin. But we were stopped in Berlin because Hitler is having a big youth rally. all the trains were being taken up of people coming into the city for this great, huge Hitler youth rally or whatever it was. And the interesting story was a dancing teacher I took from. She got a scholarship from Estonia to take modern dance from Mary Vigman, who was one of the top modern dance teachers of the world. Mm-hmm. She was the first one to discover modern dance. And Lina, my dancing teacher, she was performing in that big celebration. So anyway, we were delayed there, so the Canadian embassy had to bring us in food, you know, for I think it was about 3 days we were there. But the Canadian embassy brought us our meals because they told us not to go out. So yeah, we went on to Ventspils. And then when we arrived in Ventspils, we took a cab to where we were going to stay, mm-hmm. at my mother's sister Anna, somewhere around Pope, where my mom grew up. They had just received the letter that we were coming, and we arrived at the door. Mm-hmm. They would have had the house all cleaned up and everything, but there we were. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, because I think we were there for about 6 months. We were there in May, and we didn't get back till September when school started. But when we were there, we picked up the Latvian language, you see, because you're playing around with the kids. When we came back, I was only 5 then, you see, and I started school. And we also, and my brother Art started school because he's 5 years older than I am. And we must have had a little bit of an accent, because the kids at school were making fun of us. Mm-hmm. And we'd come home crying, you know, because the kids were making fun of us. Because you see, in 1931, people were, it was very English and British. And here's all the Germans were here, you know, the Germans, the Chucks. If you had Chuck or Ski on the end of your name, you really were ostracized. You really were, they made fun of you. You were, you know, you really had to be British in that time. We come home crying, and my dad just say, all right, we're going to speak English in our family, and we're going to be Canadians.
Okay.
But my mother studied English all her life. Like, she went to technical school and learned how to speak English. Like, she can speak English. She spoke English better than lots of Latvians, you know, and she learned English cooking and everything like that. And when she was here, you know, we eventually had, like, she had twins, mm-hmm. and we, I don't remember much about how we associated with the Latvians, but there was a Latvian community there in Edmonton, mm-hmm. and, you know, they all kind of visited back and forth. And we had friends with different Latvian families. But you see, my dad was a carpenter, and he built us a house on 97th Street and 116th Avenue. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful brick house. And we lived on a street. And we had, on the corner, there was Colonel Brown. And then the next house was one of the managers of Eaton's. And then there was the Freys with 5 kids. But all behind us, mm-hmm. was big, what we called the Bay Ground. Because the Hudson Bay owned all that land where Kingsway Garden Mall is now. That was the Bay Ground. And my mother decided we were going to have a cow. You know, with 5 kids, all Latvians are very industrious. They all plant gardens. They all, you know, they all sow. You know, they all do things the way they didn't probably in Latvia. Mm-hmm. So my mom had a cow. We had a beautiful Jersey cow, mm-hmm. which used to be tethered in the bay ground. Well, it's funny. And then all our neighbors, you know, they thought, gee, this milk is this real good milk, you know, and the cream on the top and everything. And in those days, we had glass milk bottles, you know, and when you let them for a while, the cream came to the top. So all the neighbors wanted milk from my mother. you know, they wanted milk because we had so much. She'd milk in the morning, milk at night, because it was a Jersey cow. And it produced a lot of milk. So it was almost given away for next to nothing. You know, she got a little bit for it. But the funny part is the Edmonton City Dairy was always trying to catch her, delivering milk or putting milk in people's little cubby holes. Well, because it wasn't pasteurized. They were always trying to catch my mom. And my brother used to say my mom used to put on a dark dress to go around to deliver milk, but lots of our neighbors, you know, got milk from us. That's